do have a special guest here who would like
to address us.
So we're going to start for just a couple of minutes now, and then we'll be able to eat our appetizer and our salad. First of all, I'd like to welcome everyone to the 28th Annual Congregation of Havas Yisrael Dinner. And while we, of course, are here to pay tribute to one of our longstanding members, Zvi and Batya Fishman, it just simply wouldn't be appropriate for us to have our dinner without at least some recognition of the loss that we suffered this past week with the passing of our dear, long-standing and founding member, Erwin Nathan Zatzal. I have to tell you that I've been doing the dinner for 10 years now, and every year I see his smiling face coming through the door, and of course this year, obviously, we did not. As a result, what we've decided to do, and this was a decision of the committee, if you'll turn to your journal, so I know you have to share. You don't have copies of everyone, but if you'll turn to the journal, I think it's page four. Page three is previous honorees, and page two you can skip over. That's the dinner chairman's message. You don't have to read it. It's the same message I used for Shapiro and Heft, except it's a little nicer. If you turn to page four, some of you, if you haven't read it yet, you will. But I think it's appropriate for us, for me, to read it aloud. In memory of Erwin Nathan Zatzal. You taught us by the example you set. You taught us what yashrus really means. You taught us that there is no limit to the chesed we can do. You taught us about kavod abrios. You taught us with humor. You taught us with love. You will be missed. No other words that can be said. But I felt it was appropriate, and so did my committee feel it was appropriate that we did that. At the current time, I'd like to ask Councilman Rory Lantzman to come up if he would like to say a few words, and then we can continue with our meal.
Good evening, everyone. Please feel free to continue eating and talking and doing whatever you want to do while I'm speaking. It'll make me feel right at home. It's a pleasure to be with you, and really an honor and a privilege. Ahavas Yisrael is one of the cornerstones of the Jewish community here in Queens and certainly in Kew Gardens Hills. Let me say a special appreciation to Rabbi Welcher, the president, Alan Hoxter, the dinner chair, David Kirshner, who also doubles as a civic leader in his own right, the honorees, Zvi and Batya Fishman, and I don't know if the Nathan family is here this evening, but if you are, let me say a special thank you for his role in founding the shul. You know, part of my responsibility as a local councilman is to make sure that every community in this district's voice is represented in city government. I'm fond of reminding my colleagues from around the city, many of whom don't have an Orthodox community, that this community pays taxes too, and that this community is entitled to the services and the attention of its government just like any other committee is. And so I know this evening you are celebrating another year of the shul's service and success and what that means for you as a Jewish community and the spiritual aspect of the shul. But I would just like to leave you with a plea or a request that you always think about how important this shul is as part of the larger Jewish community, and how important it is that the Jewish community make its voice heard in government. You know, this year we had a couple of modest victories on issues that were going to affect the Jewish community in a significant way. We were able to get the city to reverse its policy on Metzitza B'Pay, which, whether it's something that is prevalent or something that is really performed in the Kew Gardens Hills community, it was something that is important as a symbol of not interfering in the religious practices of this community. We were able to get the city to pay better attention to providing the Orthodox community access to universal pre-kindergarten, which is something that the rest of the city is benefiting from, and this community should as well. You know, and as we go forward, and I think you all might have heard, we were successful in killing the bus lane in Kew Gardens Hills. We would not have been able to do that if this community did not come out to the town hall meetings that we held, to come and testify at the city council on this issue. And so you can see that when this community exercises and makes its voice heard, that you can get results and that your interests can be protected. So tonight, again, congratulations to the shul, to Rabbi Welcher, to the leadership, and in particular to tonight's honorees. I know it is a very, very well-deserved honor. And thank you very much for being such an important part of this community.
Thank you, Mark. Sure.
Thank you, Councilman. We'll pick up in a 15 or 20 minutes. Enjoy.